Now it is time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Alonzo Bowden and Faith Saley both have 3 points. Luke Burbank has 2.
Luke, you're definitely going to go third, so let's get started with you. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota changed his position and announced his support of blank on Monday.
Gay marriage.
Right. After avoiding a filibuster on Thursday, the Senate began a debate on reducing blank violence.
Gun.
Right. Even though it's not in the U.S., this week the CDC activated its emergency center to work on a cure for the new strain of blank found in China.
Bird flu.
Right. Best known for her colorful print dresses, fashion designer Blank died last Sunday at age 81.
Pulitzer.
Right. After 17 months on the job, the CEO of department store chain Blank was ousted, and the old CEO was rehired.
JCPenney's.
Right. A study out this week finds that in a comparison of Xbox, Wii, and PlayStation gamers, Xbox players are the blank.
Most addicted.
No. They are the best in bed.
Did you hear that shock?
That gasp was from some woman married to Xbox players. Apparently, in this study, which must have had a very small statistical sample, guys who play Xboxes rank the highest in the bedroom. In another unrelated study, Xbox owners were found to lie more than owners of other consoles. Carl, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Luke had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Luke has taken the lead.
Well done. All right, then. So, we flipped a coin. Faith has elected to go next. Fill in the blank. Beloved Mouseketeer and beach movie star Blank died Monday at age 70.
Annette Funicello.
Right. Beyonce and Jay-Z came under fire this week for their 5th wedding anniversary trip to Blank.
Cuba.
Right. This week, Mark Zuckerberg launched a new organization to advocate for Blank reform.
Immigration.
Right. Michael Bloomberg is probably not happy with a new study out this week that shows that limiting Blank size just causes people to buy more.
Sugary soda.
Right. Everything was going great for a man robbing a bank in Florida until he blanked.
Until he put his gun down and the teller took it.
That's exactly what happened. He needed a free hand. He put the gun down. Teller said, oh, hey. Pointed it out. Former Vice President Dick Cheney this week warned that when it comes to North Korea, quote, we're in blank.
Deep doo-doo.
Right. The Cleveland Indians home opener went on as planned this week, despite the fact that the Indians manager blanked before the game.
Died?
No. He got lost heading to the stadium.
Oh, phew.
Terry Francona, former manager of the Red Sox, lives 2 blocks from the Cleveland Stadium, and yet he got lost walking there. He says, quote, I got lost 3 times. An Indians employee in a golf cart eventually found Francona and whisked him back to the stadium. Then in the 6th inning of the game, he set out for the pitcher's mound to put in a reliever and was never seen again. Carl, how did Faith do on our quiz?
Faith had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 15 points, and Faith has taken the lead.
All right. So how many, then, does Alonzo need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right. Here we go, Alonzo, for the game. And a big win Monday night. The Louisville Cardinals came back from a 12-point deficit to beat Michigan for the blank title.
NCAA championship.
Right. On Wednesday, President Obama presented Congress with his proposal for the 2014 blank.
Budget.
Yes. A study by the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency on Thursday said that blank may have nuclear weapons that could be mounted on missiles.
North Korea.
Right. Now that it has successfully completed new tests, United plans to fly Boeing's blank planes in May.
787.
Right. The Dreamliner. A tortoise that disappeared from its display in a museum in Dubuque, Iowa, was found days later blanking.
Sleeping?
No, riding down the elevator in the museum. It almost made it. Because of increasingly aggressive gangs of pickpockets, the world's most visited museum, the Blank in Paris, was temporarily closed.
The Louvre.
Right. After he was accused of pushing a toddler in Times Square, a man dressed as Blank was arrested and then released on bail.
Superman?
Cookie Monster. A British couple says their pet hamster is recovering after blanking over the Easter weekend.
Disguising himself as a ferret.
No. The hamster is doing fine after coming back from the dead and digging itself out of its grave.
And it is pissed.
Really? It's like an EC horror comic for rodents.
Do you know how hard you'd apologize to a hamster that rose from the dead on Easter?
Yeah. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about the religious aspect of it. So this is what happens. So Tink the hamster is found lying face up in its cage or whatever. And the hamster sitter who was taking care of it says, oh, my God, the hamster died. And he buried Tink in a toilet paper roll and buried it in the garden, as one does. But that night, Tink woke up, chewed through his paper towel shroud, and clawed his way out of the grave. Tink was found waiting the next morning, cold and angry and with an unquenchable hunger for little brains.
I wonder if there was a little bit of toilet paper left on the toilet paper roll, and there's like a little shroud of Turin of Tink's face.
Carl, did Alonzo do well enough to win?
He needed at least 6 to tie, but Alonzo had 5 correct answers for 13 points. So with 15 points, Faith Saley is this week's champion.
Well done.